Your table of service. We too are gathering literally from all over the world later this afternoon from all three campuses to do our work on behalf of the university and alumni. And then tomorrow we will hold our Illinois Connections program at the Alumni Center. And we continue to make additions to our advocacy team that we really believe will provide us traction with conversations we'll have with the federal and state government, and we know you're a great partner in that, all of you, and that story and that is a line that's on an upward curve that we intend to keep that way. I am joined today by colleagues of our executive committee that I would love to introduce at this time, and I'd ask them to stand briefly. We have Dan Deconeer, who is the Chief Financial Officer for A.T. Kearney. We have Jill Smart, who is the Chief Human Resources Officer for Accenture. We have Tom Vogelsinger, who is retired partner for Ernst & Young. And winging his way from New York, we have Mark Phillip, former Assistant U.S. Attorney General. Most importantly, partner at Ernst & Young, but former Board of Trustee member here at your table for the Urbana campus. Tom Vogelsinger, did I introduce, from Ernst & Young. We also really appreciate the president serving on our executive committee. Mike Hogan has come to us with an open hand. He's been energetic. He's been focused. And by God, he's a lot of fun to be around as alumni. And so we've really felt the connection to Mike and your administration, and we know that'll continue in the future. Lauren Taylor, our president and CEO, I would be negligent if I didn't mention him, also serving in our leadership role. Lauren, we really appreciate because he has really pushed us into a national position, a position of prominence as an alumni association, and someone who makes sure we harness our past, our traditions, but really keep an eye on the future. A strategic eye on the future. So a lot of our board meetings are really forward-looking, and he does so with a culture of professionalism and the connectivity of what you're doing, a context of what's going on. I work at a freight railroad, and if we relied in our comfort zone on what we used to haul, and we're a little bit older than the University of Illinois, we'd be a rusty relic in a museum. We've really needed to go global. We've needed to reinvent ourselves and really be how tomorrow moves in terms of moving goods on land. And this isn't a commercial for CSX, my company, but it's really more of a statement of what we all try to bring as alumni volunteers. And that is, as an alumni association, we read the newspapers. We see what's happened to those good people at Borders or Blockbuster, huge market shares when they started out. But things change, and so as an alumni association, you'll see from us energy being placed. We manage ourselves in a healthy jog over the long term. We're mission-driven, but occasionally we sprint towards areas of emphasis, and I think you'll see that in our operations, how we relate to the university. This is something Lauren has pushed us, and we're very much embracing. I ran into a Latin motto when I was down here, manus multi cor unum. Many hands, one heart. And I think that really stuck with me is what we do at the Alumni Association. We've got many parts of this university, but really we're not the Institute of Engineering on Green Street or the College of Medicine on Polk Street. We're the University of Illinois. And so when we do our programming and our management of alumni programs, we really try to cross-pollinate and build on those strengths and communicate as the land grant legacy would want us to. In closing, I'd just like to mention two people as I'm near this board table. One is my grandfather, who was on the Board of Trustees for 24 years, nearly a quarter of a century. And he came from abject poverty in the mid-20s. I mean, he slept in a park bench the night before he got here. And I think that made his elbows a little sharper when he got there and said, why not? Why not the University of Illinois and the GI Bill or the Vet Med School or the Urban Campus in Chicago? And I see a lot of energy, and alumni see a lot of your energy, and we definitely do appreciate it. And when I received the invitation, I noted with a bit of wistful irony, We have all relatives or mentors that from a certain era repeat important dates in their lives over and over again. And when Ruck Steeger and Park Livingston were in a room, there was very little oxygen to go around for anybody else. But the date that really, one of the dates that changed his life was his first day of instruction at the University of Illinois, September 9th, 1926. So last night, 85 years ago, he was sleeping in that park. And so we all have a story with the university and a spirit, and we appreciate what you're doing. Finally, I'd like to acknowledge on behalf of alumni, Michelle Thompson. Michelle, you are a kindly spirit, a professional, effective, and somebody who really has connected older alumni with younger alumni. That's a very powerful thing. And so stay close to us. We'll stay close to you. And on behalf of all alumni, thank you very much for all you do. Again, Chairman Kennedy, we know you're busy. We appreciate your time. We extend an open hand and an open heart and to you, and we're busy. We believe in our mission. Our vision is clear. And in all aspects of what you do, you know, victory, Illinois. So thank you.
Thank you. We thank you for your open heart, your open mind, and we look forward to your open checkbook. Speaking of which, it would be great now to introduce our new Director of Intercollegiate Athletics in Urbana, Mr. Mike Thomas, who's going to do so much for us and our future. And we recognize the importance of athletics and of winning teams and the great spirit that engenders here, the desire for people to come here. And we know that we've got the best man in the job with you. So thank you. Welcome today, Mike. And I appreciate it.
About the expectations and the responsibilities of the job that I hold, and I know my family's excited about moving to the Urbana-Champaign area. I just hope they would get here so I don't have to deal with my 16-year-old daughter in the morning. The media asked me the other day, they said, is there any stress in your job? I said, the stress in my job right now is I'm dealing with my daughter. It's getting her to school in the morning. So at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm a stress-free person. Again, thank you for the opportunity. I'm truly excited to be part of Fighting Illini family and looking for developing relationships with each and every one of you and doing great things, not only in the state of Illinois, but nationally as well. So thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much, Mike. Good to have you. Mike, maybe I'd turn the meeting over to you at this point, and okay, you could introduce some of our other guests.
I'll be happy to do that. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Let me begin by welcoming our university officers. As usual, you all know who they are, so I won't go through them one by one. I also want to acknowledge our Senate observers over here, Rick Atterbury, representing our academic professionals. Hello, Rick. Don Chambers from the UIC campus. Carrie Switzer from the UIS campus. There's Carrie. Nick Berbulis from the UIUC Senate. And Ken Anderson from the University Senate Conference. So welcome, lady and gentlemen. There are other Senate officers in the room. I don't mean to ignore you. Please stand, and we'll be happy to see you here. I see a couple of them over there.
Joyce is behind
there. Joyce and Matt Wheeler. Right there as well. And I'm sure there may be one or two others. We've had a great year, despite this being among the most trying of times that, in the history of the university. But we've had a great year owing to a great board, I'm glad to say, a great faculty and staff, and tremendous students, and I thank all of you. It's also a year of some fond farewells and new welcomes. As you know, first, we've already bid farewell to Rich Ringheisen and Harry Berman at UIS. And welcome Dr. Susan Cook, the new UIS chancellor, who I notice has the big